Concha with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Kristen McQuarrie from your Chicago Tribune has just stepped into the studio. She spent some time over at City Hall today watching the 50 inmates of the city council have to figure out what was actually going on. And it was a very chaotic day. A lot of crazy stuff going on. There was crazy stuff happening in Washington, too. I know we've been talking about that in the news, where there's a sit-in by the Democrats in Washington in the House of Representatives. I don't understand anything that really goes on here. But back to City Hall. You had the and Kristen, this is interesting because it's been a lot of trouble about this Uber Lyft situation here. There's, you know, the cab people, the people, you know, spend all this money on cab medallions, and then now those cab medallions are worth pennies on the dollar to what they used to be worth. They don't like the fact that they had to go through all of this training, even though it doesn't sometimes not seem like it. And they have to comply with all of these different regulations. And somebody can just, you know, go on the Uber website and get themselves a cell phone. And the next thing you know, they're driving the next day and they don't have to jump through all the hoops.
Right. So there's been this effort to try to bring Uber under the same regulations that the cab drivers are, which sounds reasonable, except the whole idea of Uber was that it's this upstart, entrepreneurial, new company, and they'll leave town if you keep putting all these restrictions on them. I mean, the restrictions they were originally talking about would have required Uber drivers to get a physical exam, get a drug test, take courses, get a chauffeur's license. They just make it more difficult.
Be fingerprinted and go through an official background check.
Exactly. That was the big issue today. So they kind of struck a middle ground, because really that defeats the whole point of Uber. Uber is supposed to be for people who want to maybe just work part time. So they struck a deal where they will have to take some online classes. They will have to pay a fee, and they're going to study.
Oh, there's always a fee.
There's always a fee.
Right. Hey, that's what the city council says. Hey, we'll take away the background checks. You can drink on the job,
sure,
but you got to pay a fee.
Everything on the whatever we talk about today, there was a fee attached to it.
I'm sure there
Airbnb
was,
too. And then they're going to study the fingerprint issue for the next 6 months and see if it's required, and they'll revisit
You're
it.
Putting
in
6 months. People, people are putting. I'm sorry, I have a problem with this. There's a company that is putting strangers with strangers for commerce, and yet we don't have a way to track exactly who the people are, who or at least claim to be.
Well, they
right.
do a background check. Currently, Uber has an outside company, their own, a private company, handle them. But it's not the same as having the government do it and going through the full, you know, the FBI or the government database that cab drivers have to go through. They tell if you're a felon. They can tell what, you know, crimes, if you're a sex offender, all those things. And we, you really honestly don't know if, when they go through the private program.
Right. The issue with Uber has been more that people are, well, some of the supporters were saying today, they're making a problem where it doesn't exist. There haven't really been that many issues with Uber drivers compared to how many people use the service. And if you do use it, you know, Uber knows exactly where you are. They can track you. You know the license plate number of whose car you're getting into. And in some cases, some people think that's safer than a cab when you're just hailing. And Uber serves the South and West Sides. And so that was a big momentum
for...
There
are commercials for that.
Yeah, right. And it is true. I mean, the issue sort of turned into a racial issue today at council, because you did have people representing.
I'm shocked to hear that, too. It became a racial issue, and there was a fee attached to it. Yeah. That never happens in Chicago.
But I guess, isn't the taxi cab industry's argument, which to me seems fair, is that, okay, if that's true, then there haven't been that many problems with cabs either, so shouldn't we level the playing field so we can all compete with each other rather than having this unfair advantage afforded to Uber, even though it is slightly a different company?
Yes. I think on the editorial page, anyway, we have argued that then lower the regulations for taxi cabs. Don't make the medallion so expensive. Don't make cab drivers jump through all these hoops, especially when you have introduced this competitive model that is taking away their livelihood. So rather than increase regulation on Uber, I think a better idea would be to deregulate the cab industry to the same level that Uber is.
I'm troubled by this. And the fact that Ari Emanuel...
Do you use it?
Yeah, I use it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, every one of the drivers should give me 5 stars. But
do you give them 5 stars?
Yeah, mostly. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Mostly.
I do too.
Mm-hmm, just in case. But
they pick you up again. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but I mean, I use it sort of sparingly downtown, because everything is, you know, walkable or cabable or drivable, right? But right. But there's certain times you definitely want to use that as opposed to driving your car. And I'm not sure if I'm getting though this, you know, the sense I tend to use the professional services, the ones that are licensed drivers.
Yeah, yes. There's the taxi service, there's the UberX, which is the more casual of the driver's service, and then there's the black car, which is the upscale version of
that's
Uber.
That's the one I use. Yeah.
That's the one you use?
That's the one I use, yeah. Or a cab.
Wow.
I used that a couple times and I thought that's what Uber was, and then I ended up using the more casual version a couple of times, and I had some guy pick me up, you know, his car was like totally beat up,
yes.
The back end was crunched in, there was, you know, the rope was keeping the trunk closed.
It's
but
a little random.
It's
I sat
a
in
little
a hole
random.
In a back seat that literally, like, there's a chunk of the fabric out, and I just, like, fell into the hole that was covered.
Oh,
with
sorry, man. The dog
Afghan.
Ate that. Yeah.
But she was really nice. She turned around, she offered me a mint, and I was like, all right, I'll sit in the hole for a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the drivers, I think it's been clear to me anyway that this is a side job and they need the money and they're not doing this, you know, to
I'm a working mom, damn it. I'm trying to just pay. I'm single and I'm trying to put Gerber baby food on the table. That's what the commercials were
That's
like.
That's what they are like. Yes.
All right, Mike, call 312-981-7200. You're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Let me preface this by saying that I have no problem with the operation of Uber and Lyft. I think there's a place for them in this world. If nothing less, they will raise the standards of the taxi industry. That said, I'm a limo driver. I own my own small little limo business. I drive a Suburban or a Cadillac sedan whenever I drive my passengers. Here's what I have to do. I have to pay $4,000 a year for commercial insurance. I have to spend $150 for a physical and a drug test. I get shot in the arm with some chemical to see if I have TB. Okay. I had to pay $150 for the license. I pay $4 every time I pick somebody up at the airport, and I have to pay $3.50 a day every day that I operate in the city. So I'm asking what they Uber and Lyft essentially have the same job function as I do. Mm-hmm. You take person X, you pick them up from point A, you take them to point B, and you get money for it. That's the same job I do. Why should I have to pay all of that money and go through all of those regulations when an Uber and a Lyft guy, whether they're full-time or part-time, doesn't have to do any of that? Mm-hmm. It's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
That's
my point.
When they get to operate out of the airports, they get special pickup.
Yeah, that was totally horse crap when they did that. They allowed Uber to operate. And now all those guys have that little sticker on the back. You know when someone's driving back because they got that little airport sticker on the back of their car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like how they did that to you. I mean, it's a little bit of how they did it to the cabs, but also how they did it to you guys who have been, you know, you have to sit in that limo lot and wait your turn, and sometimes you can't get out, and then, you know, the guy can just pull right up, and they pull right up to the place where security, if you were a car, if you were just somebody dropping off your grandmother at the airport so she could take her last trip to Florida.
That happens.
And the cops come by and they go, move your car. Right? And then, but an Uber guy can just pull up right inside of that and be like, hey, whatever, dude.
Let me chill out here.
That's not right. I am with you.
It's an unfair competitive advantage to them.
Yes. And I want to ask this question. Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
I want to ask this question. So how much does the Ari Emanuel piece have to do with this? And doesn't it just look bad that the mayor's brother has a significant dollar stake in Uber?
Yes, it does. And Alderman today who objected to the rush, this was all rushed through at the last minute. And there were people invoking the parking meter deal and saying, you know, you can't put this huge packet on our desks, this, you know, and give us no time to review it. And the mayor actually tried to adjourn the meeting as a way to force the issue forward, basically saying, I'm calling your bluff. We'll just adjourn the meeting right now if you aren't going to get on board. And the Scott Wagesbeck, who had objected, kind of withdrew his objection and the debate continued. I think in the end, they did strike a compromise that is not, that doesn't necessarily favor Uber to a point where there are red flags. But yeah, I mean,
how much of a fee do they have to pay?
I don't know what, I don't
but
know exactly what the fee is.
Per driver,
per ride. And I think
pass that along to the consumer. Thank
and
you.
And to to the limo driver who just called, you shouldn't have to take a blood test. You shouldn't have to go to the doctor. I mean,
every year, right?
Yes. I mean, the regulation of that industry is over the top. It's big government. Those regulations should be reduced and allow more of a free market experience.
All right. Yes. All right. Hold on. You know what, Kristen? incredibly short on time here. I don't know if we're going to be able to get this last part in here.
The Airbnb thing we want to ask you about. Should we try to do it now, or can we
do it? No, I think...
do we have a minute, just a second, about the Airbnb and what City Hall decided today on that, because I know it was a big issue.
So they gave some areas of the city with single-family homes and condos more restriction. So going forward, if you want to try to regulate Airbnb in your neighborhood, you can start collecting signatures, you can collect them from registered voters, and you have a chance to kind of overrule Airbnb in your own neighborhood. And of course, this impacts...
Is it by precinct? How do they do that?
Yes, by precinct, actually.
Like they would do the bar.
Yes, but the city council would have to sign off on it. And
that's not going to happen.
This really is... The only aldermen who really objected to it were, of course, the Streeterville, Downtown, Andersonville, Lincoln Park, because those are the places they're hearing from their people. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Englewood's aldermen not hearing from their people.
I don't think
it's
as big of an issue.
Who's paying the fee? That's all I want to know.
How much is the fee? Ashton Kutcher had a very passionate Facebook post about Chicago allowing Airbnb, that the city has a very special place.
Because he's an investor in it.
And he didn't mention the part that he's a big investor in it.
Yeah.
But that he wants people to have the real authentic experience when they stay in Chicago of being able to stay in Airbnb. But also, yes, he invested millions.
He should have said that, but he didn't.
Probably should have said that.
Yeah. We still like you, Ashton.
No, we don't.
I do.
Oh, for God's sake. You have a type. Tom Brady and Ashton Kutcher, that's your type.
They're not the same. They're totally
different. No, they're not. They're like the same. They're like tall and skeletal and they eat quinoa and rusty nails or whatever it is that they do.
And I doubt he posted that himself.
I don't know. It was pretty.
He's very smart. He's supposed to be very smart.
He talks about Chicago Bears and his
he's a Bears fan.
Affiliation with the city and the architecture.
Richard Roper and I once shared a skybox at Soldier Field with him, and he saw Roper and he tried to kill him.
You had to keep him separated.
It was not because I didn't think Richard gave him a particularly warm and according to him, accurate review of his film performances.
I bet he gets that a lot.
Yeah, I bet he does. All right, Kristen, thank you very much. Reader in the Chicago Tribune, ChicagoTribune.com or Tribune.com and Trunk or whatever it's called now. Congratulations on all of that.